again, you always seem to play well around these parts, don't you?
Well, these parts, I mean, I don't know how I finished. I had a shot last year and one year before. I really like the course. I feel like, you know, for some reason, a lot of people struggle in these greens. I do struggle at times, but very rarely with the speed of the greens, and that certainly helped me today. I lagged a lot of 30 and 40 footers up there close. And tomorrow I'm going to do the same. You don't want many 4 and 5 footers for pars out here if you're going to try and catch David. So my goal is to go out and play better than I did today and continue to make a few putts.
Talk about the last hole, the putt on the last hole.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I hit a good drive, and I wasn't going to miss it to the right, so I hit a 4-iron pretty much where I was looking and then got it down there where, you know, you want to try and give those a good shot. But once it got by the hole, it was – you know, a little downhill, a little quicker. So I decided to, you know, trickle it down there, and I left it just short. But I was not going to gun it 5 feet by and do something stupid. But
is that like a 28, 30 foot?
Yeah, somewhere around there, maybe 35 feet.
What is it about this tournament that draws such a great feel every year?
Well, I think the fans are, you know, this is one of our better tournaments for turnout. They're very loud. They have a good time. Most tournaments do. But here they are very supportive of the hospital and the charities, and the people running it do a great job. And, you know, I'm a Californian now, grew up in Seattle, so I played a lot of courses like this. It's not long, but it's very tricky, and, you know, I seem to miss it in the right spots.
Do you feel like you played as well today as you did yesterday? Or
no, I didn't play. Yesterday was much more solid. I didn't hit, you know, any miraculous shots yesterday. I just hit the ball better. Today, you know, a couple of the bogeys I made were really very poor 8-iron. I mean, I had an 8-iron in the fourth hole and an 8-iron number 6. One was teed up on a par 3. The other one couldn't have been any easier, and I made bogey on both those holes. So that took away a little bit. But other than that, I putted well, and I hit the ball okay.
You were on the range today for a little longer than usual?
And I'll be out there tomorrow, too. Yeah, just hitting wedges, you know, trying to keep swinging. I haven't played a whole lot. I practiced the last 3 or 4 days before I came here in Palm Springs. And it's just a lot cooler, and I'm a lot tighter, so I'm just, you know, I'm not, like, hitting drivers, that's for sure, but I'm hitting a few more wedges.
So it's not like you're working on anything specific.
I'm just trying to get loose, yeah.
So couples frost, what should people expect tomorrow?
Well, I know what I'm going to see from him. It's going to be good golf, and he's one ahead. I'm going to, you know, I'm certainly not going to be able to shoot a 69 or 70 and win, so I got to shoot something, you know, very, very good. Maybe like today or whatever, depending on if it blows. But he's going to play well, and I feel like I will too.
I'm curious your thoughts on the anchoring rule and how that might affect this tour.
You know, I don't really know. I think they're all, I've been saying this whole time, they're all pretty smart. They're all knowledgeable. They'll make a right decision. And, you know, if the belly putter goes, then I will use a putter that's a little shorter. It's not that difficult.
But you think that some guys will just say, hey, I don't need this anymore, and this is what keeps me playing?
I don't know who that would be, but everyone will figure out a way to putt.
Right.
You know, they may not putt as well. I don't know, you know, if some people think it's fair. I mean, if I was 16 years old and I putted for 30 years with a belly putter, I might think it's a little bit harsh.
Right.
But, you know, they're not going to make any drastic blunders and make the game worse than it is, but you never know. Maybe it'll stay on our tour and then the regular tour. I don't really know.
One more thing. How's your back holding up?
I feel good.
Yeah? I see on the commercials, is it all because of the whatever you're taking there?
Well, that's more for inflammation. It's not going to cure my back, but
right.
I have high levels of inflammation that have gone way down, so I will tout it on that, but it's not curing my bones, but it is making you know, things work better in my blood and everything else.
Physical therapist working overtime, basically.
Yeah, basically.
All right, thanks, man.